Welcome back to Lung Cancer Update, and we continue with the interview with Dr. Nasser Hanna. The issue of neutropenic fever ties in a sense to the issue of the NCCN guidelines as it relates to preventive growth factors. They've kind of come up with this system right now saying 20% treat, 10 to 20 with comorbidities treat, which is a lot of lung cancer patients. Where do you think the 75 per meter squared of docetaxel fits in specifically there in general? And what about other regimens in lung cancer?
I agree with those guidelines, particularly with the issue of comorbidities. That clearly is a major risk factor, age of patients, comorbidities, those types of things. I think if you are going to use consolidation docetaxel, you should routinely prophylax patients with growth factor support, because that's the reason why patients get into trouble. You know, the myalgias and arthralgias and neuropathy are bothersome, but they're not life-threatening. It's the neutropenia, particularly when you've radiated somebody, they've already had chemotherapy. And, you know, we allow them 6 weeks to recover from that treatment, but sometimes patients aren't fully recovered at that time.
When you look at those guidelines, one of the things that's sometimes difficult to figure out is which are the regimens that cause greater than 20%, which are the regimens that are 10 to 20%. Where would you put the common lung cancer regimens?
I think, obviously, if we're using more carboplatin than cisplatin, that causes much more myelosuppression. And so many of our regimens, particularly if we use an area under the curve of 6, so a lot of the commonly used regimens in combination with docetaxel at 75 milligrams per meter squared or paclitaxel, particularly if you're given 200 or 225 milligrams per meter squared, we do have a propensity to run into problems with grade 3 and 4 neutropenia. My personal practice when I treat patients in the metastatic setting is to use carboplatin. I generally use an area under the curve of 5 and not 6. And when I combine it with paclitaxel, I generally use a more conservative 175 milligram per meter squared dose. And in my experience over the last 5 years, I rarely have patients come in with neutropenic complications when I give the more moderate dosages, and I don't routinely support them with growth factor support. I think where this comes into play, where it's even more important, is now in the adjuvant setting, where we do push doses a little bit, and it's very important not to have dose delays and dose reductions and dose omissions. So if you want to keep your patients on schedule and maintain dose intensity for 4 cycles of adjuvant therapy, I do routinely use growth factor support in that setting.